Simchon Gimel Sif Chaf. Yesh Mishoimer. There are those who say, Shesever Torah Shehulsek, Shehoye Shalavois of Shalruven. So we have a Sefer Torah sitting in the Aron, and it was Yedua that it belonged to Ruvain's family. And the question was, are they just keeping it in the Aron Kaddish of the Shul, or did they mean to donate it to the Shul? We can't assume by virtue of the fact that it's in the Aron Kaddish in the Shul, that means that he donated to the Shul, and since it was Yedua that it belonged to his family, so he may. He has a right to maintain ownership and do with it as he sees fit. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Sakan Tzadiches. Shahoya Shalaboisov. Umanachas Bezis Knesses. And we saw the cases sitting in the shul, sitting in the Oren Kodesh on the shul.
And it's Yibir Kodesh. They're using it?
Could be. And the Tzibur can't be mastic in it and decide to take it for themselves. We don't assume in probability he probably wanted to be maktish it. Over there, we assume that he meant to be maktish them. The Shani Hakam of Sefer Torah is different. Why is Sefer Torah is different? Because the Chena Derech lost the Sefer Torah Amanas Kain, Hanichov Bevesek Nesel Shikru Barada, Timanach Hashom Adyam, Pekar Abaylam Masel Lekach Lebesel. It was a common usage that a person would commission a Sefer Torah for himself, buy Sefer Torah. Till they're ready to take it to their house, they would leave it in the shul, let the people in the community use it. So the fact that it's being used, is not any, and the fact that it's in the shul being used, does not prove anything in regards to ownership. Even if the mantle they put on it was a mantle which belonged to the community, but the Bailam did not protest on that. We can't use that as a source of an assumption that the person removed his rights to it. We changed the mantle, but apparently that was a common way of doing something that doesn't prove anything. Okay. Now, that's how. The Taz understands over here. Miu.
I guess there's no hope.
Kamal Karenim Kosu, the Gam Hoka, the Sefer Torah, Marish, and the Garden Beberu, Shemitila, the Hoya Nichol, the Chabuzi. We had a known knowledge that the person had not intentionally decided to give it to the Shul. Rakishila, but they said, that's a secret word. We know that he lent it. Okay. So the first scenario is we don't have an aidim that was the situation, right? But people seem to remember. Here we're talking about there was actual aidim. We remember specifically. We know that it was once upon a time belonged to a yochid. Okay, so then if that's the situation, so why should we think anything different? Rashminan the chiddush is Lord Minan Kima Sheinicho Zman Rav. The fact that he's left it in the shul for quite a long time, we would have possibly argued that this indicative fact he just decided, you know what, let it belong to the shul already. Okay? And we don't say that. That's talking about a case where there wasn't, that there were, the person explicitly clarified that he's not being makdishit. Right? I mean, the summer, I'd like to ask Shalala. When he gave it to the shul, he meant to give it to the shul forever. Like giving other items to the shul. So the first opinion says, since we know it belonged to a yachid, even though the person gave it to the shul. We can't prove the fact that he gave it, he put it in the shul. Not gave it, he put it in the shul, but it's proving that he's being marked into the shul. He's just storing it in the shul, because that's where you would store a Sefer Torah. Second Pshat is saying, no. If that's the situation, we would assume he was Makdish. What's the situation? Where we had a idea about Dois that the person gave it to the shul, not for that purpose. But we should argue, maybe, since it's been there for a very long time, he sort of was like, you know, Miyai or Shemakabal to give it to the shul already. You don't say that. In the case where the person commissioned the Sefer Torah and then just gave it without specifying when he gives it, it belongs to him still. We assume he was came over to the shul. Okay. Why am I going to rumble some cotton for beisha cost? The minhag arlum kayyam lim kris sefer Torah filo nesod on the filo of the seknesod the kris boy. So the person can retrieve the sefer Torah that he gave to the shul to read from. He never meant to be which he owned. He never meant to be makish and blood should belong to the shul. He meant to lend it to the shul. And now, if he wants to sell it, it's his to sell. Because of the kibun shenogu kei, and I believe kilu histum with kilu behedur shalochot tochel kedushas of Rabbi Malim. And now that became the minig, everybody has to agree to this then, because now that you're doing al das, what's standard? If he's a near the kuliyama, ain lahachem is ebed yebed. Kumokam achilu bari tovli hasas behedur shein nosim lechelu. If when you give it, the person can speak out explicitly, he's not giving it, that should remain there forever, that'd be the best thing. But if he didn't, everybody would now agree that this became he did not mean to be makdish. So we cannot allow the shul to take possession of the sefer Torah. Affiliation aidem ibn Yosef here to the son of the tzibur, Mahani the dog and him. So there's aidem that we know that he gave it to the shul. Yeah, but you're benefiting that you're not owned. You as a member of the community have rights in the shul, and the shul now owns another sefer that you can benefit from. So you're in the game aidus, and your aidus is not valid. Says, okay, you know what? There's a dispute between Beryl and the community. Right? Reuben and Shimon know Adis about it. So the Torah can't tell because they gave Adis a part of the city. So says, you know what? We'll be Masalik any rights that we have from the Sefer Torah. So now we're not the gave Adis. Whatever happens, we can't get any benefit from it. Whether it's from we're not gaining anything by our Aedis. We're not in the Gabe Aedis. It doesn't affect us in one way or the other. We can't use the Sefer Torah anyway. The Chorosh, that solves the problem. So it doesn't solve the problem. Umahani. Elam ken yeshlem Sefer Torah acheres v'du yekis u'ksheri kemoisa. Then you're going to need the Sefer Torah. And the law is even when the person's not going to benefit. You don't have ownership, but you're benefiting from it. So they're gaining, maintaining the Sefer Torah on the shul. Unless we have another similar Sefer Torah, which is equal or better than that, in Misad the heater, etc. Okay. New case. Yishuv, there's a small settlement. Shal Hoyal Letzibra Sefer Torah. They did not own a Sefer Torah. Makarav a Sefer Torah Shal Yochid. One of the individuals there had a Sefer Torah, and he lent it to the, he allowed the community to use it. He says, I want them to use my Sefer. I want to continue in getting exclusive using my Sefer. And I'm using my Sefer until now. He's got a Sefer Torah. It's very nice. I want them to use mine. And he has a Chazaka. Angel Chazaka. Then he Motaino. Shemur B'chashem Mishvot Sef Simonayin. Kibam Tespa. Go. Ayin Shah. So the Altish of Kabbalah, the Svarim, you can't use one Sefer and ignore the other one totally. You should switch off. The issue is, he has a Taina of Chazaka. He has an argument of Chazaka. The answer is Chazaka Shein Ima Taina. So what's this Chazaka?
Shein Im what?
Ein Ima Taina. It's Chazaka which does not have a valid claim with it. So we need to clarify the following. That I spoke about this recently, right? That the concept which we have in the law of chazaka, that something's been taking place for quite some time, we person gets the rights to continue, is only if the person set it off with some valid legal claim. So the classic case in halacha is a case where Reuben was known as the owner of a field, and now we see Shimon living in the field. Shem is living in the field for a few years, and Reuben comes along and says, what are you doing in my field? He says, I bought it. He says, well, where's your documentation? He says, I lost the documentation. So he has the chazakah, he's been there for 3 years. That acts as a place of documentation, and therefore his claim that he bought it is a valid claim. Let's say the scenario is different. Shimon's sitting in the field for X amount of years. Reuben comes up to him and says, what are you doing? He says, well, nobody ever said anything till now. So what does he say? I'm a squatter. I didn't buy it. But I've been here for quite some time. Has nobody said a word? So in American law, 25 years, the squatter will get rights.
25 years?
25 years. If he's there for 25 years and the owner has not protested, the squatter gets the rights. In a law that doesn't exist. If we've been there for 100 years, if his answer is nobody said a word to me, it means you're admitting you didn't buy it, so you're got it. You have to get out of here. Chazaka only works if the person claims that he bought it, and we're asking for documentation. The chazaka can act as documentation for a claim. So the person says, I am a chazaka that they use the sefer. Right? But what's your claim? Right? In other words, in what way does he have a right that he has a right to impose upon the sefer that they must use his sefer? They never gave away that right. All the years that it's all they had, they were using it. Now they found something which they like better, for whatever reason they would prefer to use. So he never got any excuse over them that he has the right to make such a thing. Okay. So I've had this situation more than once. People have a legal background and they're very not familiar with Gemara. Shilim l'chazak l'chastis g'moshanim. So everybody said, oh, it's the squatter's rights. They said, no, it's not squatter's rights. He said, well, it sounds like a squatter's right to me. He said, no, it doesn't. A squatter's right, you do not need a claim. The person says, I'm a squatter. I admit I did not buy it. But nobody said a word for the last 25 years. I get the field. That's all. That's the American legal system. Halacha says, if you say that, you're out of the field. Okay. Chaf Aleph.
What if you can prove that the guy is lying? Let's say he lies and he says, I bought it when you know he didn't.
How do you know he didn't?
Well, he's got, as you say, okay, I'll give you. Chazaka says that because he's there for 3 years and nobody protested, that acts as if he has documentation. But, you know.
He's claiming that he bought it. So let's say you have a situation where you believe that you know they didn't buy it. If you know, it means you have him. Right? So who's you? If it's the Bez, then the Bez knows firsthand, is there Adim? So let them act as witnesses. We'll get other agents.
What if it's let's say I own a huge plot of land. And this is a plot of land that I almost never look at. I'm not using it. I've never used it, but it's mine. And I know I didn't sell it. And this guy comes along and says, I bought it from you. And I say, you didn't buy it from me because I know I never sold it.
Why should we believe one over the other?
Well, you're saying that since he's been there for 3 years, he's got a chazaka. You're saying that we should believe him.
I understand, but you're saying we know that he didn't...
Well, I'm not saying that we. I'm saying that I, as the owner...
Tough luck in you. You should have said something the last 3 years. There are cases in the world where the person was not aware, and therefore he's not. The silence is not indicative. Like any halacha, the details. Okay. Chavalim, ain't like this me'ilim that she'ishamish b'hem hedyat l'tashmish kedusha. So we're going to take some type of a cloth, garment, was used for clothing for individuals. Now you wanted to use it and make a mantle for Sefer Torah, a covering for Sefer Torah out of a type of a thing. So you should not do that. So the Torah came along and prohibited the usage of an Esnan Zayin or Mechir Kelev. We'll see that is in a second. For Kabbalah's purposes. That's the Farish Apostle. The Torah did not discuss it in regards to using it for basic Knesset or basic Medrash or anything of that sort. To buy Svarim, etc. Torah spoke about Kabbalah. We're now going to extend that Isser, the Rambam is saying, to other areas. Okay? So what is that? What are these items? So the reason why there are problems is because the Torah said so. There's not going to involve any logics, because the reason why there are problems is because Rashi said, So the person said, I don't like it. Why? Because I don't like it. The person's right to say he doesn't like something. Okay, so what are these two things? So one is a Mechir Kalev. Mechir Kalev is a animal, the case of the pasuk, we're talking about an animal. So the animal which was exchanged of a caliph. So the example the Gemara gives is that father dies, he owns 9 sheep and a sheepdog. So one brother takes 5 sheep, one brother takes 4 sheep and the dog. So the animal, the Gemara discusses how you know which animal corresponds to the dog. The animal which is an exchange for the dog. Or you have two shepherds. One of them says, you know, my dog died, and he needed a new sheepdog. He says, no problem, give me one of your animals, I'll give you the dog instead. So he exchanges an animal for the dog. So that's called mechir kelim. It's a payment. It was that this animal, which the sheep, which normally would be kosher for a korban, the pasuk gave the pasuk a korban, was a payment. Right, it was a payment for the dog. It was the exchange for the dog. So the lochus, it's possible, it cannot be used for a korban. Why? Because the Rashi said so. Now that the pasuk talking korbanos, we're going to now extend it to using it for any davar shebe kedusha. Essence zayna is if a man hires a woman to be a zayna with him, and he pays her with an animal. So that animal is called an essence zayna. It's not a present; it's a payment. He's paying for the services of the woman with his animal. That animal cannot be used as a korban. Well, that animal cannot be used in essence zayna if the man would give the woman the something which theoretically a menorah. We're not going to be using that menorah on the shul. Right? We give her. She says she's fascinated by chumash. You know, so gives her a chumash. So we're not going to use that chumash. We're not going to give that chumash to the shul. Right? So we're not going to use it for dvar shel mitzvah.
So wait, you're saying in the shul? Suppose that she wants to use this menorah and she's going to write Shabbos licht with her or Chanukiah. Can she use it for that?
Pashas, yes. Yeah.
So it's only in, I'll call it the public domain, in shul.
Correct.
That it's prohibited.
Right. Now, something remote. But the alchemy esenat, so this prohibition is if we're discussing using the item itself. He gave her an item, and we're going to use that item itself for the bar mitzvah, we don't use it. However, al nosel mos. Fast, and he gave her money. What do we spend the bar mitzvah? We can use that money. The halacha does not prohibit using that money for the bar mitzvah. Okay. Now, let me hear zayna. Now, what's the definition of a zayna? In halacha terms, when we say esen zayna, what are we referring to? So, our mind thinks of zayna. I think a woman who's not married and she's available for men. That's not what it means. The definition of a zayna means that there's the bia which is being done is halachically prohibited bia. That situation isn't proper to do, but it's not a halacha. The actual act of the bia itself is not because there's a veira, there's some type of form of isra on this woman specifically. Where is esen zayna? That the man and the woman are prohibited to each other, she's an erevit to him. Okay? But if they would, these women who are living promiscuously and getting paid for what they're doing, if they would give something, we are allowed to accept that item. That's not the. Okay. Now, when you find Isser Erva, Mishabro will bring one opinion, Toma Chai Krisis. And one says, Toma Chai Lava. But the Gemara's mashma that Essen Zona is definitely not limited to Chai Krisis, because the Gemara says, Essen also to Afilo Baalima, which is a. Right? Which is a key of Mises Bezdin, right? Even that case is the problem of Esdan. I mean, as opposed to what? A case which is not a key of Misa, it's partial that it's an Esdan. Even a case of a key of Misa, where besides the key of Mammon that he has to pay, he didn't have air, which is Chai Misa. So we said, well, it's Chai Misa, he shouldn't have to pay. But we have a general rule that came later, so the payment. Esdan, again, Esdan is not, if he gives her as a present, it's not called an Esdan. It's only called an Esdan if it was a contractual agreement and he owes her the Esdan. I'm not saying it's a good contractual agreement, a bad contractual agreement, it's a contractual agreement. They did a my summon us and she gets paid, so now he owes her the money. And he pays her this item for that. Problem is, if this B is Chai from Misa, it can't be a Chai from Mammon as well at the same time. So how could it be an Esdan? That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is dealing with. But Chai Krisis, the more saying, even that case, as opposed to what's the case which is the obvious, not the even, but the obvious case, is Chai Krisis, or Pasim and Chai Vilav. Okay, so the Mishabura. So the first issue over here is using me'ilim, using garments which were used for hedyot for hekdesh. Shamas bam. I love some of the zayin sim al bagol mishabur mashak salnu shom. That there he did raise this question that maybe though you cannot use it for a tashmish which is directly of tashmish of mitzvah, which I mean the matos you can put directly on the Sefer Torah, but a tashmish to tashmish maybe you could. Fine.
Use what for?
This begad of a hedyot. Hedyot.
What begad of a hedyot?
We said you cannot take, you cannot use me'ilim, me'il, a cloak, which is used for a hedyot as a cover, as some type of uses for the same, for Dabashim Kedusha, Tashmish Kedusha. So I can't take this cloak, which is used by a hedyot, and then use it to cover a Sefer Torah. Hedyot. Kosh came with the worm, she chamish behem, the worm, geludim. The bizarre philibity evidence also, circle markham, lachs, and nikhus, the chemis. So if they receive something which was used for the Zohar, even with the Yemen, you cannot use that for the Tashmir of Kedusha. You have to get rid of it. Even if it's an error with Nanasa Bahanoa, so you're allowed to sell it. You can't use it for it. Right? So that would mean, whereas by the case of the hedyot, if you did use it, if you did designate and use it, it would become kaddish and you would leave it. Tashmish kedusha, the mitzvah shori. So we discussed before there's something called the tashmish kedusha, which means the items of kedusha are sefer Torah, which have the shem Hashem, etc., tefillin, etc. The tashmish kedusha is that which is going to be facilitating and serving those items, sefer Torah, tefillin, etc. That's called tashmish kedusha. A tashmish mitzvah is that there's no unique kedusha over here. It's just been used for mitzvah purposes. So begad used for tzitzis. K'moshik sadlo ma'alav simon kupim zayin sefalav by Mr. Burum. Fine. V'sifri psulim shalav de gilunim shemachurachim b'shiroyim linoi. So they have their books, sir, of the goyim, and they have like a nice silk cover. So you want to take that only kach shirayim lasses mentals. You cannot use that to make a begad of a talis of mitzvah. To me, see, can my big day olil kavucharim to also lasses mentals for kedusha. I can also likach kriches or karchan simri kadosh alone. So they weren't necessarily these books were not necessarily of avodah zarah purposes. They were just the reading books with whatever the treif and zachen that they have over there. To use that for mitzvah purposes, the Talmud Chacham to use that for kedusha purposes is aser. So the common practice that they had was that they would prepare that they would use the binding. They would take from one book to another, so that would be a problem over here. You cannot use this binding, which is on this sefer, which was an improper sefer, improper book. Then use that in part of the binding of a sefer kodesh. Okay, and he said also lasos, because also Torah l'haviim l'mikdash l'mizbeach. The same way the Torah prohibited using it for a korban. Shenemar lo sovi esn zoyna machikel besesh machikel. So the same thing over here by the using it for Dvar Mitzvah, but over here this is Torah is only by Kabbonis, this is the Rabbon. Okay. Mesen Zoyna. This is the Esen Chal of Kol Mashi Yitin Lo. The Pesukim Ma Tzale Echa Bischara Menosin Lo Harbe Kulam Asur. He's paying her one, then he gave her multiple ones as the payment. So they all become usher. He's giving them as a payment, not as a present. The more he has to give her the payment up front to be considered dinim and esnim. The market's involved, and why that's so. Gam the isra esnim adavka v'shenoyes and anoyef l'nefes. It has to become from the man to the woman. Isha nos aloy. If it's other way around, the woman would pay the man. Mutter esnim. Even nos esnim lazarcha lishka v'moy osur esnim. Two men, and he paid him with an esnim. That would be an osur. That would go to the dinim esnim. A caliph, can't you eclipse caliph based on the number? You exchange a caliph for an item.
What would you go?
Mishkav Zachar.
Two
men. Man is paying another man, yeah.
Oh, Mishkav
Zachar. Yeah, you're going based on Knesses. So this is only an instant to use it for Dvar Shal Mitzvah, like based on Knesses of a safer term. Can't you know some lazino, shechle by caliph of any Bekaris? He paid her with stones or with beams. Now you want to use those stones or the beams in the basic nesses. Wood and the last of the yes and clay basic nesses. Or you want to, he gave her a basin. You want to use the basin on the shul. A sefer Torah gershon also leklav. Then the mappers the sefer Torah. He gave her parchment. You want to use the parchment for writing a sefer Torah. Can't do that. You want to use the cover for the sefer Torah. Can't do that. Wood and the shum the mitzvah also lahasim yes and mechir. You can't use it for the bar mitzvah. We got near Hashem and the basic nesses. You can't use it for the oil of the shul. If you're going to marshal the wood in the sitzes of talis mitzvah, gam kenin lasses means that you can't use it to make it a bagot of sitzes either, or the sitzes themselves. We ask the natsma because it costs out the kaidim. If you gave her, it's only if it's using the item itself. But using money, her giving money and paying with money is not a problem. So the more I learns out, there's a concept called shinui. If you take the Eslan and you change it into a different form, so he gave her olives and she pressed it into oil, or grapes and she made wine. So it's a different item totally than what she received. That's not also, that's mutter. So Chalk is on the Gemara, Beisham Beisilah, Beisham says also, Beisilah says mutter, we pass the mutter. Also the most, within Shekalachach, it's true by Kelev also, not just by Esen Zayin. They're paying money, giving money. They can then can be used for mitzvahs. Israel, the Hainu Chavi Krisis, be a Sherman the Hoodin Chavi Lavin. Zayin Nachris, the Kliyama Esnona Oser. The non-Jewish woman would go into the din of Zayin because the bia is a bia which is totally that the idea of Zayin. The way the more has a six-way machlokes, the definition of Zayin for a kohen. Right, 6 way, 5 way machlokas. I think it's 5 or 6 way. I think it's 6 way. Is that right? Okay. The idea of a zayin is a woman who intrinsically the relationship cannot be a marriage. So that's a man with a non-Jewish woman, or a man to the chayvei krisus, kedusha is not toifis, or then the mother says anything which is where it cannot be, even though the kedusha would be chal, but since the marriage cannot be a marriage because there's an issur to be together, chayv elavin also would generate a din of esna. Okay.
It's like a coin with a grusha.
Right. So if they would. If he would. He would pay her so that they should have relations together. So according to this opinion, that it's actually kind of the grusha, not psuli kahuna, but psuli like a mam,
a mamzeres,
mamzeres with Israel or a nosin or something of that sort. Okay, my name is Avi. Sif Chavbeis. Adam Shurago Bashum Mitzvah. Gaganglila. The person who he had, it's talking about Chazakas. So we're talking about this of Chazaka. A person had a Chazaka, he always got this certain mitzvah. And he got this, you know, willingly they gave him this schus. And now, Be'era Oynes Oyni, Masa Kola Mitzvah. So Oynes, he was sick, he wasn't around, or he became poor, and they would charge for it. He had a Chazaka every year, he would buy this schus. And now he became impoverished and he wasn't able to. So they gave it to somebody else. Now the onus passed or he became wealthy enough to get it again. He wants to get his mitzvah back. And obviously the second person is saying, no, I want to keep it. I got the mitzvah now. I want to keep it. So what happens? So im b'sho shenosnu hakoho ha-mitzvah l'sheni ha-yisim b'yad ha-rishon lost its ma'a she-hoyu noisim b'chol shana b'lechof itzbo. If the person was still able at the time when the second person took over, the first person was still able to really pay his regular payment which he'd done before and get the mitzvah, and he chose not to. But that's the essence, he agreed to give to somebody else. So he bit chusa, so he lost. If he was impoverished and he was unable to pay, that's why he didn't pay. He has a right to get his chazaka, his right to the mitzvah back. It could be based. Shehu Ragel. What's the learner? Sheikh Zimmer Rishus HaKohol. But some of the cases where he didn't strong arm and get this mitzvah, there was the Kohol agreed that he should have the mitzvah. Shehu Ravaz Kadadal Sim Yav Kosim Afilim Lo Hirshu Befeirish. He's been doing it for a while, and nobody seemed to be bothered by it and makes any type of complaint, so that's called he has a chazak on it. Now, if he had an ability at the time when the second person took over and he chose not to, he still could have given the original payment. He didn't win this year because this other guy offered more. But Batsim, he was able to give his original payment, and he chose not to. That's he by choosing not to pay, so he's saying I'm agreeable to somebody else to take over. But a case where he was not able to, so he did not necessarily agree to the second person, but he had no choice. Now he's able to. Even if the person had the chazaka was an amoritz, and now you can give it to Talmud Chacham, no, we don't take away from the amoritz. Unless the one who's raising the issue over here has a good valid halacha time.
The one meaning the second person?
Correct. Why the first person should not get it, he should get it. Now, Achim Yesh Kiraya Barura Shakran Yisyayish Mizeh Ibn Cheskosa. He says that, but if, however, we can see from the circumstances that the person, since such a long time, he's never expected to get it back. Now all of a sudden he had this major windfall and he was. So, too late. Okay. Because the person who didn't parnish should offer mach masonis umino achatato. There's a parnish on the tzibur, and now he was removed due to circumstances beyond his control. Somebody else became that parnish. Cheshiyaver onso chos the parnish susa. Once the onus goes away, he goes back to his job. I mean the parnish. When litan the sheni shum chelim parnosus shum eva the rishon. Say no, you know what? Let's take a new pshara. Now you have the first cape. He gets back. Let's make it 50-50. No. All right. We're not going to have any excuse at all. You should not just demote him to back and being a regular person. You're the person who took the Christ to being a partner. You have to give him a certain amount of COVID. You should give him some type of position. The second partner. Now, im over misurus and mach was a very shosa, Philip is shaking. That which he had like authority and power over the people, the Jewish people, be it the parents of a city, whatever it might be. And the reason why we removed him is because of errors that he did, that doesn't give him any exclusive to go back. So he goes back to, even though he's Ritzach Meshagig and he went to Golos, he comes back, he doesn't get the other position of authority that he had before. Now, Maybe the sushtel from the Magen Avraham is over here. That's a special Magen Avraham Tzeach. The Torah looks at Mitzichah, his hands are full of blood, etc. We can't use him as the parents. But other mitzvahs, his Meshuggah would not be a reason that he can't get back his Sror. Okay. Let's hold it here.